Sienna Retreat Center in Racine, Wisconsin is seeking candidates for their Director of Spiritual Guidance Initiatives position. This is a unique opportunity to grow the practice of spiritual companioning. Qualified candidates are experienced spiritual guides with a graduate degree in spirituality or related field. Details at siennaretreatcenter.org.
Ignatius House Jesuit Retreat Center in Atlanta is offering a workshop on the art of directing spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola, April 25th through 28th, 2024. Led by Father Kevin O'Brien, S.J., renowned spiritual director and author, this workshop is an invitation to delve deeper into your own experience and understanding of the exercises to better accompany others. Apply now at ignatiushouse.org.
Support for this SDI podcast comes from the Center for Spiritual Development, which invites you to an online mindfulness series for spiritual directors, enhancing your spiritual practices and deepening your listening skills as a spiritual director. There will be four sessions on Saturday mornings throughout 2024. Go to thecsd.org for details and to register.
Welcome to this episode of SDI Encounters, a podcast from SDI, the home of spiritual companionship. I'm Matt Whitney.
Learn more about us and our work on our website, sdicompanions.org. We at SDI are so excited to announce an unprecedented virtual conference for April 2021, which we are calling Renaissance, the meaning of the word being rebirth. This season of pandemic, political uncertainty in many countries around the world has been difficult for all of us. But for every season, there are new beginnings, and out of the mulch and the composting and the darkness, new life can grow. This conference is going to be a gigantic sandbox for spiritual companionship and contemplative community. There's no travel cost, no hotel or meal expenses. Attend from your home, participate from anywhere around the world, live or on demand. This promises to be the biggest and most extensive gathering of spiritual companions in SDI's history. Here's a quick conversation for the podcast with Reverend Seifu Anil Singh Malaris, our executive director, about the intentions and hopes for this conference. All right, what is going to make this SDI Renaissance conference so awesome? It's going virtual. There's a lot of opportunity there for creativity and experimenting and also some unique ways to gather.
Yeah, so I think this year we have you have a really immersive opportunity. You know, typically you get four workshops. This year you're going to get more than 30 workshops spread out over 6 days, along with all of our keynote speakers who run the gamut. So we have Richard Rohr, and we have Sister Joan and Roshi Joan and Adam Bucko and Mirabai Starr and Dr. Barbara Holmes. This is a very rich set of offerings from across the field, across the board. So really, it's unprecedented rich access that you're going to get at the 2021 SDI conference. More content than we've ever offered, more quality content.
And these workshops, they really offer a broad range of offerings for people who identify as spiritual companions, spiritual directors, and maybe even people just looking for some creative community, some play.
Yeah, I think we're really enriched by multiple perspectives, right? I have always felt that the more lenses on a particular subject I can hear and appreciate, the richer my understanding of what I'm studying becomes. And so we have Jungian perspectives. We have Hindu and Buddhist and Christian and Jewish and Muslim and all eco-spiritual and all sorts of different lenses We're going to explore dream work. We're going to explore play and art and possibly even music. So it's really lots of viewpoints, lots of perspectives on spiritual companionship and spiritual direction in especially the especially troubling times that we're living through. And so I think it's a wonderful opportunity for all of us to learn, to be in community with each other, to share, to laugh together, to cry together, to come together.
Yeah. And there will be a lot of ways for people to do that through the software that we're putting together, opportunities for networking, for community conversation, for group and individual spiritual direction.
Yeah, you know, I think the technology platforms that we're using this year that we've been able to hone over the last 9 months that we've all been living through home confinement of one kind or another means it'll be easy to use. It'll help you manage the complex offerings of this conference seamlessly. You'll be able to communicate with other participants. You'll be able to see who's there and chat with them, get together with them in ways that were very difficult before. We'll also have all sorts of support groups. There'll be group spiritual direction. There'll be encounter groups. Our coordinating council at SDI each member is going to be sponsoring a group or set of groups for basically processing and digesting these rich offerings. Also important to know that because a lot of this stuff will be recorded, you can kind of pace yourself and pace your days at your leisure, right? At your comfort level. You need a two-hour break, take a two-hour break. You can't watch a keynote in the morning, you can watch it in the afternoon. A really maximum amount of flexibility. And then we're also going to let you watch the majority of the workshops, all of those that we're recording for 3 months after the conference ends, along with the keynotes, you know, some special offerings, our new contemplatives. We have a bevy of SDI fellows, including people like Beverly Lanzetta, whom many of you know quite well. So it'll be a very, very rich set of offerings. I should mention also, there'll be encounter groups, so special sessions of spiritual companions of color. For formation programs, we'll have a gathering place for the leaders of formation programs to explore where we are at as a spiritual director and spiritual companion community from an education standpoint. We'll have our new cohort of new contemplatives also making offerings to all of us, along with other offerings. So it's going to be very, very rich, but this format will allow you to not have to be 10 places at once, right? You can spread this out over 3 months. You'll be able to attend live on that week, all of the keynotes and be in community with other members. But you can also take your time to really appreciate the depth of the offerings we're going to be making.
Can you speak to the theme of the conference? So we're calling it Renaissance.
Yeah.
Can you speak to the spirit of Renaissance and why we're going with that name?
Yeah, so SDI Renaissance or Renaissance rebirth, right? So we've been going through a long, dark, collective dark night of the soul for 9 months, and it's actually likely to get even more dark before the light arises. But spring is the time of renewal. Spring is the time of rebirth. And I think we're all going to be ready by April 2021 for those little buds to start coming out of the mulch, right? Of the mulch of our souls, really. So this is really an opportunity for us to reawaken and rebirth ourselves and reinvigorate ourselves at this conference because life goes on and, you know, we're in a cycle.
Yeah, so this is could be our biggest conference ever because of the virtual format. There's just so many possibilities and opportunities for it. It's so flexible, you know, so the dates are set for April 20th through 26th. But if you have something going on that week, you can still purchase the conference and receive all of that content. It'll all be on demand for months after. There's opportunity to participate and connect with other spiritual companions like for weeks before the conference and after. So it's just a bigger playground. It feels like a bigger sandbox for spiritual companions.
It's a much bigger, I would say, and I think it's, this is correct, that this is probably the most extensive offering that you'll be able to experience as a spiritual companion. Certainly from SDI and SDI's history, right? Just because there's so many teachers and so many perspectives and so many topics around spiritual companionship that we'll be addressing. It's also a time to celebrate our community. This year, you know, we were supposed to do 30-year celebration, so we've had to postpone that. But next year, in 2021, we can take up that theme and we can certainly come together as a community in unprecedented ways. This, you know, anybody who has a computer and internet connection can come to this conference. That's usually not the case because costs are prohibitive. Plane costs, hotel costs, food costs, et cetera. The time away from your job, the time away from your family, all of those factors are much easier to mitigate. If you live in Canada or Australia or the United Kingdom or Indonesia or anywhere around the world, you can come to this conference, something that would not normally be possible. So it's really, this is an unprecedented way for our community to come together that will allow lots of people access who don't normally have access to it, both from a cost perspective, but also because of the way we've tailored it through technology. You can be in community with everyone else, even if you are doing it asynchronously. We're all here in spirit, and we really look forward to seeing people from around the world join us.
Can you briefly speak to the cost of the conference and the accessibility and the fact that we are granting scholarships for people who have need, and just the general affordability and accessibility of this conference?
We want as many people to be able to join this conference, and we don't want cost to be an issue. We've lowered our prices significantly and increased the number of workshops and other offerings that you can avail yourself of. And as usual, we will be offering generous scholarships to anyone who is in need of them. So please, we encourage you, if you have a need, to apply for a scholarship.
Registrations for SDI Renaissance 2021 are now open. Everyone is welcome to attend and be nourished by this conference. Go to sdicompanions.org for the details and registration options.
If you're enjoying this podcast and you want to help us share and spread the word about the life-giving practice of spiritual companionship, you can help us out by subscribing to this podcast through your favorite app. You could give us a like or even write us a review. Thank you for listening. This is Matt Whitney with Spiritual Directors International. Thanks again for listening. Your time and your presence here are deeply appreciated. If you liked this show and would like us to continue making them, please do subscribe now while it's fresh on your mind. Also, we would love to hear from you, so please feel free to send in your comments and suggestions to the email address podcast@sdiworld.org.
SDI is the home of spiritual companionship. Learn more about us and our work on our website, sdicompanions.org.